chapter 52. The last day of autumn was hot and bright as midsummer. Still as a mill pond, the sea reflected a cloudless blue sky. Seabirds wheeled and called, soaring lazily on the warm thermals above the sun-baked sands of the shore. Two hares stood shaded by the cave entrance, watching a fully grown male badger plough his way wearily across the beach toward them. He was big and dangerous-looking. The fierce light in his eyes glinted off the metal tips of an immense war club, which he carried easily in one paw. The hares stepped from the shadows of the rock into the sunlight as the stranger stood before them, pointing at the mountain.
"What do they call this place?"
he asked. The oldest of the hares, a male, answered him.
"Selamandestron, the place of the fire lizard."
The badger gave a huge sigh. Leaning against the rock, he rested his club on the sand.
"I feel as if I've been here before,"
he said strangely. The female hare produced victuals from within the cave entrance.
"Rest a while, eat and drink. I am called Breeze, and this is my brother Starbuck. What do they call you?"
The badger smiled. He touched one of his head stripes, which was yellow rather than white.
"Some call me Sunflesh the Mace. I am the son of Bella and Barkstripe. I'm a traveller."
Starbuck nodded in satisfaction.
"Your travelling is at an end, Sunflesh. You are the grandson of Boar the Fighter, and great-grandson of old Lord Brucktree. It is written on the walls of our mountain that you would come here some day."
Sunflesh straightened up. He stared hard at the hares.
"Written, you say? By whom?"
Breeze shrugged.
"By whoever wrote that other hares will follow after us. That is the way it has always been, and always will be."
Both hares stood in the cave entrance. They bowed to the badger.
Welcome to your mountain, Sunflesh the Mace, Lord of Salamandastron.
The high sun above watched as the badger and the hares went together into the mountain on the shores below.
Mossflower was written and narrated by Brian Jakes. The cast in alphabetical order:
Colin Bean as Ashleg, Bane and Boar.
Rhonda LaCruz played Formal, Marsh Green, Rockhanger, Trubs and Earthclaw.
Sam Donovan read Timberlisto, Barklad, Billum, Dogfur, Ferdy Stickle and Foulwhisker.
Dave Food took the parts of Gonf, Son of Gonf, Verdorga, Buffheart, Whipscale and Wingfold.
Old Dinny, Birch, Chinwort, Dormouse, Otter Scout, Root, Sharptail, Badtail and Thicktail were read by Gordon Hall.
Angela Heslop read Bella, Breeze, Honeydew, Spike and Spring.
Brian Jakes was Argulor.
Mark Jakes played Martin.
Michael Avanzin read Ratflank, Cogs, Ditchpaw, Scratch, Slinkback, Snakefish and Starbuck.
The parts of Blacktooth, Brog, Chib, Ripfang and Soilflyer were played by Greg Longridge.
Nicola McKay was Fortunata, Lady Amber, Lady Sandingom, Bula and Pear.
Billy Marr played Logalog.
Ron Meadows was Gingivere, Lord Cavier, Deathcoil, Squint and Wather.
Angela Manzi took the parts of Tsarmina, Abbas Germain and Harebell.
Dinny, Beach, Bentbrush, Mask, Raker, Scrat, Splitnose and Sunflash were read by Simon Smithies.
Keddie Sutton was Goody Stickle, Columbine, Posey, Emily and Willow.
Liam Tobin played Skipper, Clud, Banksnout, Brush and Fring.
And the part of Ben Stickle was played by Yaz Venducci.
Other parts were played by members of the cast.
Mossflower was recorded at BBC Radio Merseyside. The director was Caroline Adams. Executive producer, Brian Jakes. Recording engineer, Neil Seddon. Post-production by Caroline Adams and Neil Seddon. The songs were written by Brian Jakes and the music composed by Billy Marr. And the studio assistant was Elsa Parkin.
The End. You've been listening to Mossflower by Brian Jakes. This work is copyrighted 1988 by Brian Jakes.